Welcome to the 2016 Dog Years Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Nerd. We continue the 30 days of lore for the elf-punk married cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactio. Today we're talking about the mortal races of Manta. First, let us define mortality. What being mortal means, it is not just a state of longevity, although a defining characteristic is that all mortal races can die by age, disease, murder. But then, so can many of the other races not known as mortals. Being mortal is a social descriptor. The three categories of mortal, humes, fae, and dweller, are the predominant species that make up the social strata of Manta. How the term mortals is defined today was defined in 23E 785 by the human philosopher Daesa Morse in his treatise, We Mortal Kind. Quote, "The mortal species are that which make up our kinship, our culture, our pride, and our way of life. No great mother, no great serpent, no rock and stream, and air and flame made whole. We mortal kind are that, be we blessed by all spirits or kissed by a specific soul. We do not strive in the dirt like the primitives, nor do we pretend to be calm unto ourselves. Men and fae and dwellers all are mortals raised up to be grand masters of our realms." End quote. Morse's words were inspirational to the culture back during the later years of the Era of New Kings. He inspired a culture confused by new technologies into a xenophobic rush to expel all magic-linked species from the cities and kingdoms of the time. Before then, serpents, grunts, and bonded were part of the culture. Within 100 years, most of these species had been pushed out of the cities and into the brink of extinction, with some forced across that line. Mortality became a symbol of the self-proclaimed intellectual and superior spiritual individual. The mortal did not need to call on primitive magic to work the world. Technology and the blessing of the mind's abilities made mortals superior in every way. It would be some time before magician would return as a respected occupation amongst mortals. There are 6 species that are considered part of the mortals. The original 3 Morse outlined, and several other species that have followed a similar process of xenophobia and claim their cities or become a hallmark of modern society. Morse first outlined the Humes, Gaijin, and Hallian, labeling them as men, fae, and dwellers. Humes are us, humans. Varied heights, builds, and a multitude of ethnic backgrounds. Hallian are what we consider dwarves in a high fantasy setting. Hallian tend to be more surface-type dwarves, partially subterranean, shorter, bulkier than humans, but not too far gone. Gaijin tend to resemble high fantasy high elves. Tall, willowy, but tough. Fae is a label that can be described to over 2 dozen species in the world, but only 4 are considered part of the mortal races. Gaijin, Bashi, She, and Deva. Bashi resemble what we think of as high fantasy orcs. Large, bulky, strong individuals. She are similar to Gaijin, but tend to be shorter, far less diverse in backgrounds, with skin that tends to be ashen and dark, not quite similar to dark elves or other similar species that appear in high fantasy. Deva is the only mortal species with inherent magical qualities. They resemble aquatic versions of Shay, and many consider Shay a subspecies that evolved out of the Deva. Each of these species make up the majority of most city-states in the modern era. The other species, not considered mortals, are shunned by social pressures and a xenophobic fear that hasn't dulled in the last 1300 years since Morse's writing. But that's a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnitude.com.